Okay. What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that...
Pallet.
Okay. Have you ever heard that called a shakedown?
Mm-mm.
All right, what did you make pallets out of?
Just whatever you had of your bedclothes, your quilt or whatever you had now. Some people kept extra cotton mattresses just for that in case somebody come in. Now we did. We had about two, I think it was.
But none of the children had to sleep on pallets? You had beds for all
the
children?
We had beds for all, unless, you know, we had company or something like that and there wasn't enough beds to go around.
Then the children would sleep on the floor.
That's right.
They probably liked it.
Oh yeah, they had a picnic down there.
I bet. Okay, do you have a name for the flat lowland that's along a stream?
Bottom. Bottom land.
Okay, and what's that good for?
Well, it's the richest land there are. In other words, you can grow anything on it.
Oh.
Now, bottom land, you could grow your whatever you want to grow on it and with less fertilizer.
I see. Okay.
Because this stream would overflow in wet weather and deposit all that stuff is in that water on that soil.
Oh.
And
it would have all the minerals and stuff in it. Oh. Right, what do you call low-lying grassland? Like a field that might be good for nothing other than raising grass? I'm sorry?
We'd use that as a pasture for the cattle.
How about if you were going to grow like alfalfa and clover on it?
Well, that would be...
Same thing?
Yeah, in other words, you grow your hay on that, but then after you cut your hay, well, then you turn your cattle in there and all.
Now, what's the difference then between a pasture and a meadow?
Same thing.
Okay. Now, suppose you had some land that had water standing in it for a good part of the time. What would you call that? There's a lot of these in South Georgia and probably in South Alabama, too, I'm not sure.
Well, that's just regular old, let me see, what was they used to call that? You know, a lot of this stuff that I've done for guts.
Yeah, I bet it's been a long time.
Since I was a kid coming up. I don't remember what they used to call it.
Well, what about swamps?
Well, now your swamp's not just, your swamps could even be out in the woods.
Oh, okay.
A swamp is any lowland growth where it's in the woods or wherever it's at.
So a swamp can have trees in it, then?
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, all right. But can you think of any other things like that?
Mm-hmm.
What's a marsh?
Well, a marsh is similar to a swamp. Only a marsh is got the, your ground's so soft till you take around, give you an example, the difference between the two. If you got the stock in there around where there's a marsh, they won't venture into it because they'll get bogged down and then can't get out.
Oh. Did you have marshes around where you
No.
lived? No. Oh, that's good.
But now swamps just low-lying land that anything grows in there in the hot summertime that they'll almost dry up, but they generally stay wet most of the time.
Okay. What is the kind of soil that's part sand and part clay?
Sandy loam.
All right. Is that bad for growing, isn't it?
No, that's good.
Oh, it's good for growing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Now you take that's exactly what you want for sweet potatoes. And for sorghum cane.
Hmm.
Well, it's good for azaleas too, for flowers.
I guess that's why we have so many azaleas in Georgia, because so much of the...
Yeah.
It's clay.
Georgia is, most of the state is a sandy loam.
Oh, I see. Ever heard it called muck or gumbo?
No, that now you're getting down in what they call that old red Mississippi mud now.
Okay. That's different than
yeah.
loam.